Welcome to the Sportscast, December 15th, 2023. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Twitch, X, and Apple Podcast. You can also listen to us on your smart speaker. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. We're also on online radio. You can listen to us there. Also visit our website, thesportscast.net. Also on X, the Sportscast 1 for iOS, and check out our app, the Sportscast for iOS. Breaking news. The Los Angeles Chargers have fired head coach Brandon Staley and general manager Tom Telesco. The team announced shortly. And join us all the way from the Bay Area, the man that understands of what's going on here, Ray Sherrod. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
First of all, good afternoon, Santiago. Happy holidays to you and your family. What's going on, chat? Yes, they had to get rid of him. 5-9. Their team is loaded with talent. Your quarterback is out for the year with a busted up index finger. You got embarrassed by the Raiders. Whew. That 60, oh my man, I don't even, wow. Raiders, when you lose 63-21, and you know what, and Stick, I mean, 257 yards, 3 touchdowns, but he did throw a pick 6, he did fumble the ball. It's not hit, the defense, good Lord, the defense, where was the defense? It's horrible. Yeah, you gotta, not only does the coach gotta go, but you got to go from the top to GMs. You got to get out. You got to start all over.
Now here at the Sportscast, and we'll get Vic a little bit next week because he's busy now. He's been calling Brandon Staley's firing his head for the past 2 years. Ray, how long was this overdue? Was this overdue or was this the right time?
I have to agree with my, and shout out to Vic. I have to agree with Vic. It was way long overdue because you had an awesome quarterback in Herbert. You still have the veteran Allen, who's just an awesome receiver. You have a legit team. You were legit. A lot of people had you to go deep, and to be where you're at now, yeah, you got to start somewhere on the top because the talent's there. The talent's there. I just think the coaching was bad, and also management, upper management. And so, it was long overdue. And I feel sorry for the Charger fans because they got an awesome team. I like their team. It was just a head scratcher on some of the games that, like, how did they lose that? Or what in the world is going on?
And with young quarterback Justin Herbert playing in his third season, question marks. Hey, they got out of the playoffs last year. I remember this, and probably the year before from crazy plays. Yeah. They could have gone deeper, Ray.
Yeah, yeah, and someone's got to go. You have to look at it from an owner. What am I? I got this awesome quarterback. I got this awesome receiver. Our running game's not that bad. I mean, I got good. I mean, defense. What is going on? And coaching. It was the coach. I think the coach just. You need a better coach. Sorry to say. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. You got a result when you're a coach. You have to win games. That's your job. You got to win games. And so. Especially with the team that you have, and I mean the rate you lost to the Raiders, man, 63. And I know
was an interim coach.
Yes, that's embarrassing.
You said new coach Ray, and there has been strong rumors. You probably heard them yourself about a guy named Bill Belichick. He was asked this week, hey, do you think you'll last long in the Patriots after this season, he said, I'm focusing on the Kansas City Chiefs, which he should. It would Belichick be a good fit for the Chargers? I mean, you got the quarterback, you got a good, okay, defense. Would that be a good fit? Maybe bring Josh McDaniels because he's available apparently. What do you think about that fit? Old Belichick, 71 years old, young quarterback that kind of resembles a little bit Brady, not so much, but a little bit. Mm-hmm. What do you think about that scenario?
And this is going to sound crazy because Bill is, hey, he's one of the top coaches ever in the NFL. He's won championships. He's actually like turned guys into superstars that you would never think of. Like, who's this guy and how did he do what on what team and won championships? What's going on, Cloud and Calls? And I respect Bill, but I would probably bring in Josh, man, because Bill's up there, dude. And a lot of people have seen Bill Belichick's plays. A lot of coaches have studied. They got lots and lots and lots of film on him. And so I would probably give Josh Daniels another try. I would probably bring
him. No way.
Yes.
Even though he's coach ready for the Broncos, he didn't go to the Colts because of some situation, but he's, mm-hmm. I mean, he's 0-2 as a head coach, Ray.
I'd give him another try.
Interesting.
I give him another try. Bill Belichick, dude, you know how look. Age is nothing but a number. I get it. Look at Pete Carroll; he's over there and doing his thing with the Seahawks. But
who challenged the Niners Cup a week ago?
Yes. Shout out to my Niners. But Bill's. Bill should be an executive. He should go up. Like upper management, and stuff
which
like
he has done with the Patriots, probably most of his time in his career, he's done the trades and everything. That would not be a bad situation, but obviously he will not be a head coach. Something that I don't know if he'd be used to.
He has nothing to prove. Look, he's got nothing to prove as a head coach.
Wins. He's trying to catch up with Don Shula.
There's just some things you got to let go, man. There's just some things you just can't do. You know, I want CMC to get the touchdown, and he just couldn't get in the end zone, man. And it's like, dang it, he was so close.
And you know who else is in peril not to make that touchdown record or that yardage? Miami's Tyreek Hill. He's injured.
Miami's done, dude.
No, don't say that.
Done, dude. Come on, man. That man
had four
tough
games ahead of them, and you've seen that schedule.
I have. Tyreek, when you got a Tyreek Hill on your team, that is money. What's going on, Rock? I don't
Rock
get
the Rock
as much, but I love you guys. We love you too, Rock. Thank
you. Hey, Rock, enjoy it.
Rock, just so you know, shout out to Rock. He's a rugby. He loves his Chiefs over there. Exeter. I just screwed up the name, Rock. Don't hate me, but I know he's a Chief.
We're Americans.
That's right. Hey. love you, Rock. They're done. Tyreek Hill, not on the Dolphins. That man was like every, and they have Waddle. They do got Waddle. They do have.
He has to step it up now.
He definitely has to step it up, but he's not Tyreek Hill, bro. He ain't Tyreek Hill, man.
He's one of a kind. But you're gonna cheer. You're gonna cheer for Raheem Mostert, aren't you?
You know what? I got beat on my fantasy team. Shout out to my best friend Kevin. He beat me with Mostert. He had Mostert on a Monday night, and I got eliminated from the. Thank you.
Thank you, Rock with 2 Ks. Rock show.
Yes. And yeah. just
Raheem must start. Not Mostert. Must start.
Must start. Yeah. Hey, that rookie running back too is good too. Either one of those
Chain
guys.
Or Chan?
King.
That's right. Okay. Well, there you have it. A lot of news today in the NFL. I don't know if we'll have a Black Monday this year, right? Because it seems like all the coaches that were supposed to get fired are already gone. Unless you know someone else that should be fired by Black Monday.
Look out for the Commanders.
Oh, Commanders. Yeah. You're right. Which I bet Aaron's Commanders. Talked about or mentioned to you.
Yeah, we talked about it behind the scenes, and you got a new owner, and they're not winning games. And you got to – it's the crazy part about it is that their offense is great. The quarterback is great, but their defense – it's horrible. The defense is horrible. That's why the Niners had to go over there and say, hey, you guys suck. Can we get some of your boys, put them on our team? And look at us now. Yeah, they're horrible, man.
By the way, I will have to say, Victor actually agreed with me last night. San Francisco 49ers are the best team in the NFL right now.
That's right, baby.
He's pulling out the ball, the San Francisco ball.
It's my lucky 49ers ball, dude. I'm like, oh, come on, Niners, come on.
I mean, but Ray, seriously, like this team, I mean, obviously they had to finish it off to have a good season. But your thoughts so far of your team, San Francisco?
I am so proud of Brock. You want to talk about a guy just class. When he went back to the Seahawks game and they're like, all right, you out for revenge? This is where you hurt your arm. He's like, dude, I'm just here for a job, man. I'm just here to play and do my job. And he has elevated. I can't believe this guy was picked last in a draft. And look at this guy. This guy is amazing. Huge shout out to CMC, Christian McCaffrey. Ballin', Debo, ballin', Ayuk, ballin', Kittles, ballin', our defense,
Nick Bosa.
Nick, I had to say the best for last. Nick Bosa, the man. They're doing. I am happy. I am extremely happy. And we got another bunch of birds to eat. That's Ravens, and I can't wait.
That's going to be a big game, Ray. I mean, even though you guys might like clinched already, but I don't know if you guys play your 100% for that game. I'm sure.
Yeah, but we still got some Cardinals. You know, we got some Cardinals, we got some Ravens. I mean, we already had some Seahawks. We had those twice.
That was a close game, I thought. A bit.
Yeah.
You know, a little Metcalf touchdown action there.
Yeah.
Anyways,
I'm happy and I will agree with Victor, and I'm not just saying that because I'm a homer. But they are the best. They are the best team. The Eagles, everybody, shout out to my brother, my little baby brother, Levy. He's a Philadelphia Eagle fan. He said the Eagles, Eagles is like the team. And I'm like, okay, all right, okay.
We'll see. They've been having a tough 2 weeks, getting shellacked by the Niners and by the Cowboys. So we'll see what happens with those Eagles. A little bit banged up. Hurts a little banged up as well. Yeah. We'll see if they come back this weekend. So, anyways, that's our pre-prediction talk. Get the Niners out of our system. Get Staley out of our system. He's out of Los Angeles. And, of course, Miami as well. Ray, are you ready to preview week 15?
I know. Woo, let's go for it.
Let's go for it. Minnesota, who won last week 3-0, are gonna go to Cincinnati. Quarterback Jake Browning and the Bengals offense coming off 2 wins in a row will have to contend with one of the best defenses in the league. And this weekend's matchup, over the past 8 weeks, Minnesota has led the NFL in field points allowed per drive and per game. What's going to happen in Cincinnati, Ray Sharon?
Well, first of all, shout out to Mullen. You know, he started with the Niners, but he'll be starting for the Vikings. Got to go with the Bengals, man. I believe in Browning.
You believe in Browning? I believe, yeah. Too. Cincinnati will win. Josh Hobbs is now a third-string quarterback.
They gave him a chance, gave him opportunities. Sorry, man, but you blew it.
The Steelers have won 8 consecutive games against Indianapolis, including regular season and postseason. its remarkable streak that began in 2011 with the Colts' last win coming 2008. I don't remember what happened then with quarterback Peyton Manning under center Pittsburgh coach Mike Tomlin, who has hired in 2007, is 8-1 against the Colts, has never lost in Indianapolis. Ray, will they win again this weekend?
Going with the Colts, man. I'm going with the stash. Minshew, going with the stash. I'm going with Minshew, man.
They break the streak. It's over. Okay. The Lions, Ray, have lost two of their past three games, while the Broncos have won six of their past seven and are looking to climb the AFC West ladder. Now the Chargers are kind of like out of the picture. It will also be a reunion for Lions coach Campbell and his mentor Sean Payton, now the coach of the Broncos. Campbell spent five seasons on Payton's staff, Ray, if you did not know that, as an assistant coach from 2016 to 2020, and also played on Team Payton's coach. I've got a tremendous amount of respect. He said, what's going to happen? Payton versus Campbell, the Broncos at Detroit, which Detroit have been shaky this past 2 weeks. Broncos have been hot.
Broncos, sorry, but your streak gets broken. Lions are going to win that because Golf, Montgomery, and St. Brown, baby, is bringing it for Detroit Lions.
There you go. The Saints passing offense has been struggling, if you did not know that, Ray. And quarterback Derek Carr has only 37 passing yards through most of Sunday's win against the Panthers before throwing late touchdowns to Jimmy Graham and Chris Olave. He finished with 119 passing yards. Carr and the offense will look to get back on track against the Saints defense, giving up the Giants defense giving up 189.7 passing yards per game over the past 4 weeks. Giants at the Saints. What's going to happen?
You know what, man? I'm sorry, DeVito. And I'm sorry, you New York Giants fans, because you got hope. You're like, they're still in it. They're still in it.
They're still in it.
They're still in it. Yes.
And the Bears.
I'm sorry. The Saints go marching in, folks. I got the Saints because I believe in Olave.
Chris Olave, sophomore quarterback. The last time these two teams met in 2021, Cleveland's Myles Garrett had almost as many sacks as Chicago quarterback Justin Fields in completions. Fields is surging since returning from injury in week 11 with 66.7 completion percentage, 609 passing yards, and three touchdowns in three games, but will face a big test operating against Cleveland's swarming defensive line. Chicago Bears at the Cleveland Browns. Joe Flacco is the starting quarterback. What's going to happen there?
Flacco is back, y'all. He's doing, this is what he do around playoff times when he was with the Ravens. I believe in Joe Flacco. I'm sorry, Fields, but coach and your staff is not using you right. And I just got the Browns. I'm sorry, man. Joe Flacco, baby. And the
Joe
Browns.
Flacco, unbelievable story. We'll see what happens if he continues with the streak, Ray. And, of course, Deshaun Watson is a question mark for the offseason. His contract is pretty big, hard to get out of, but we'll see what Flacco does in Cleveland. The more the game matters more to Atlanta in the three-way tie with the Saints and the Bucks for the NFC South Division lead. The Panthers have been focused the past few weeks on establishing the running game to take pressure off quarterback Bryce Young, and Atlanta have a top 15 run defense that has allowed an NFL low rushing touchdowns. Young is coming off arguably the worst game of his rookie season and is against Atlanta's defense that intercepted him twice in the season opener. Atlanta at Carolina. What's going to happen there, Ray Sherrod?
Just want to send out shout out to all my cousins, my uncles, and my aunts out there in North Carolina. But I'm sorry. ATL, baby. ATL. The Falcons, Panthers, just not doing it. This not your year, baby. Not your year. Falcons, I believe in Ritter, Robinson. Let's go.
ATL. Do you think Bryce Young is not the answer in Carolina? Or he just needs a better coach?
Better coach. Okay. Better coach. Sorry.
This is the third straight year that Baker Mayfield has come to Lambeau Field third time with his third different team. He combined to throw five interceptions in those two games. However, the Packers have intercepted the ball only six times this season, including just one in the past five games. Green Bay, they did not do well against New York last week. Tampa Bay is also going for that top spot. We got Tampa Bay Bucks at the Green Bay Packers.
Going with the Green Bay Packers, man. Love, show me some love and beat the Bucks, man. Beat the Bucks. I'm just sorry, but the other quarterback, he's just not clutch. And Love, man, I don't know. Love goes back and forth, but I think the Packers are going to win.
You're a Justin Love fan, aren't you?
I'm not going to go take it that far, but he does got a good last name, though. That's a cool last name.
The Dolphins' offense is hurting, Ray. We talked about this. Starting offensive line have missed a combined 21 games to injury this season, and that number will grow before the end of the year. Guard Connor Williams will miss the remainder of the season, and offensive tackle Robert Hunt is not expected to play. Although offensive tackle Teron Armstead couldn't make his return to the field, Miami could also be without wide receiver Tyreek Hill, who injured his ankle on this past weekend to the Titans. His absence would mark uncharted territory, as Hill has yet to miss a game since he has been traded to the Dolphins. Can the Jets capitalize on Miami's injuries, Ray?
I still believe in the Dolphins. Shout out to the Jets, though. They got a good team. They're back and forth. But Dolphins still have Tua. They have Mostert. And they still got Waddle. So they still got weapons. So I'm going with Miami. Going with Miami.
Patriots coach Bill Belichick is second on all-time wins list, 332, while Chiefs Andy Reid is closing ground quickly at his 277 victories, rank him fourth of all time. This is the first time that two head coaches in the top five in career regular season wins have faced each other since week four of 1990 when Don Shula's Dolphins met Chuck Noll's Steelers. Ray was alive back then. This game was originally scheduled for ESPN's Monday Night Football before the first ever Monday Night Football game flexed to Sunday. This is the first year the league has experimented with flexing Monday, mainly due to the Patriots' struggle. Kansas City at New England Patriots, who you got?
I got to go with the Chiefs because my man Mahomes, he embarrassed himself in front of the media and on the football pitch. And the way that they lost and got that touchdown taken away at the last game, he's looking out for some revenge, and then he's going to take it out on the Patriots.
Was Kadarius Tony offside?
Yeah.
Offside. The refs didn't tell me, Ray.
Yeah.
The Titans have 10 passing plays of 40-plus yards this season, three-way tie for second place. Rookie quarterback Will Levis is responsible, Ray, for five of them in the seven starts. Houston's secondary is allowing 246.9 yards per game. There should be opportunities for Levis to continue his success at home, where he was 647 passing yards and five touchdown passes in three games. Texans, CJ Stroud, I think he's banged up. At Tennessee, who you got?
I got to go with the Titans, man. I really don't. It really depends on if CJ Stroud is not at 100%, they're not going to win. And Titans, the quarterback, Levis, he's doing his thing. Henry, he's getting TDs, man. When Henry, he does, you know what he does when he's on fire. So I'm going with the Titans.
Will Levis, is he the permanent quarterback? Would you keep him if you were GM, GM in Tennessee?
Yeah, dude, come on. Tannehill's, come on. You got
he's toast.
He's toast. Yeah.
This is the best game of the weekend, according to Ray. Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray hasn't played the Niners since 2021. That's 2 years ago. A stretch of four games in more than 2 years because of injuries. The last time he lined up against San Francisco, he won. Murray is 2-2 since he returned from ACL injury and refreshed coming off the bye. The Niners don't have any fresh tape of facing Murray, including Tampa Murray in the Cardinals' new scheme, with the Niners potentially down some players on defense, especially in their front seven. Murray might have an opportunity to upset a potential Super Bowl team. Niners at the Cardinals. Are you worried about Kyler Murray?
No. What are the Cardinals playing for? The couch to watch my team in the Super Bowl. There you go.
3-10. They're only 3-10. There you go. San Francisco. What's going on with their defense? They're kind of out a little bit?
It would be all right. Don't forget, our offense. Come on, man. Our quarterback. He checks every box for every whatever ratings, quarterback, everything. He checks everything, folks. Brock, MVP.
Brock the Rock, MVP. Joe Montana. No, don't say that's too much. All right. Let's go. Rams quarterback Matthew Stafford has thrown at least 3 touchdowns in 3 straight games, tied for the longest streak of his career. The Commanders are the NFL's worst passing defense and have allowed a league-high 30 passing touchdowns. The last Rams quarterback with the longest streak was Kurt Warner, who also played for Arizona, who had 4 such games in 1999. Commanders at the Rams, are you going to give some hope for Aaron?
I'm going to laugh in his face, and I'm going to say Cup might just get 200 yards receiving that day, folks. Cup is going to have a huge, huge day. You heard it here.
Cowboys are the second-best team in the NFL. Dak Prescott's the MVP. This is a big game for both teams, given the playoff implications, but this game could very well come down to which defense dealing with injuries can make more stops against offenses with the potential to put up points. The Cowboys offense lead the NFL in points while the Bills are 5th. Cowboys at Buffalo. It's cold in Buffalo in December. What's going to happen? Is the streak of Dallas over? Is Dak MVP conversation over by this weekend?
Let me tell you something. Cowboys are amazing on their home turf, but they're going out there to Buffalo. And you know what? They're still going to win. They're going to win. I got the Cowboys, man.
No
Cowboys.
Way.
You heard it. Cowboys got a lot of weapons, man. Cook, Lamb, Ferguson. They got a lot of weapons. Pollard. They got a lot of weapons, man. And I think, I don't know, Josh Allen, man, I'm seeing an interception. I'm seeing some fumbles. I upset here. It ain't even an upset. Cowboys is legit this year, folks. You heard it here. Cowboys. I got the
and
Cowboys.
Guess who chimed
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I know.
Pat.
I know.
Jeff just not. He said, remember you haters say Cowboys cannot win against teams with winning records. Dak is an interception machine. Plus, we play in the snow and ice and cold New York Sunday. Bills are favorite, so explain that.
First of all, he's just trying to psych himself out. You know who he's rooting for. He's rooting for his boys. So he's just trying to psych himself out and say, I'm going to talk bad about my Cowboys, but I really want them to win. So Cowboys are going to win that game. I got Cowboys.
But Ray, Cowboys choke in January.
You know what? Things got to come to an end, folks. You know, the Buff, hey, they said Boston had a curse. All right? The Red Sox had a curse. That curse got broken. Sometimes something's got to come to an end, and I think this is the Cowboys' year.
Maybe San Francisco as well.
There you go.
Let's go. All right. 1 week after facing the top-ranked defense, Cleveland, the Jaguars get the number 2 defense with the Ravens. Baltimore lead the league in sacks, which is not good for a Jaguars offensive line on his 4th left tackle and 3rd left guard because of injuries. Jaguars quarterback Trevor Lawrence has been sacked 31 times this season. That's a lot, Ray. This is one shy of his career high set in 2021. Ravens at the Jaguars. Tough place to play in Jacksonville. Niners proved that wrong. They could win in Jacksonville. What's going to happen? Sunday Night Football.
You know what? I watched the last game of Trevor. You know Trevor's got a high ankle sprain. He played, he threw three interceptions. He didn't play that great. He didn't run that great. And I think him being injured and not being 100% is going to, help out the Ravens. And plus, the Ravens are on fire! And I got the Ravens.
Ravens win in Jacksonville at nighttime, so it's not going to be that hot. So it's going to be good weather.
Yes.
All right. Well, there you have it. We don't predict Monday night games. But before we close out the show, we got Jeff that says, explain how the Bills are favored. With a U. That's Canadian U in the favorite.
I don't got, you know what? I don't have to explain nothing to that troll. Love you, Jeff. Love you, Jeff. But I ain't got to explain nothing to you. All right? I got to explain nothing to you. Just watch the game, eat some popcorn, and be quiet.
There you go. Well, there you have it. Week 15. A lot of good games. Saturday. Three games tomorrow. I can't wait. They're pretty mediocre games. They're not like stellar. They're not sexy, but they're watchable.
I would say. It isn't.
Well, Broncos and Lions are going to be a good game, actually. Now looking at it.
Yeah, this is important because. Oh, and first of all, shout out from my Niners for clinching also. It clinched. They're in the playoffs.
That's right.
Some of these games are important because you got teams that got nothing. They're spoilers. They can spoil it for other teams. So, yeah. It's playoffs, baby. It is playoffs.
Are we in the playoff intensity season right now? Does it enter this weekend or not yet?
Right now, every game counts. There's teams that are on the bubble. There's teams that New York Giants are still
have a chance.
Mathematically in it. They can. Danny DeVito. I mean, I'm sorry. Not Danny DeVito. Tommy DeVito. You know, who knows?
He's the actor.
Yeah.
No. Home Alone. That's the best Christmas movie of all time. There you got it. Well, there you have it. A lot of football to watch this weekend. No college football. College football is in a few weeks with the bowl games. NFL is coming to a nice, good close. A lot of injuries. My Miami Dolphins has a tough schedule. They got to, win one out of the four, beat the Jets, but then they got the Bills, Cowboys, and the Ravens. Can we beat the Cowboys, Ray? I know. Yeah. It's not easy to say yes or no there.
You know, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see how they do with the Jets. See. One game.
Injuries and weather, guys, you got to think. It's going to start getting colder. Those hits are going to get cold. Those balls are going to get slipped. You got rain. You got weather. Injuries. I mean, teams are losing, like, players. So anything.
Yeah. Even the Niners are losing players in their defense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Anyways.
Anything can happen.
Things can happen. Poll question of the day. Today is National Tea Day. Ray, what is your favorite kind of tea? Options are black tea, green tea, herbal, or white tea.
I actually voted in your poll, and I picked herbal tea.
Herbal tea. Nice. You make it yourself, or do you go to Starbucks and have them do it?
You know what? Instant. Instant. Just add the water, put your little. There you go.
There you go. White and green tea are leading the poll at 33%.
Go green tea.
Herbal and black is at 16%. So go ahead and tie break. I'm a green tea guy. I'm an Emperor's tea at Starbucks. I don't make my own tea. I don't have the instant, but I go walk down the street to Starbucks and order their green tea. But there you have it. Ray, what is the best way to reach you online and ask you, hey, have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
No. And I am Ray3473, the gaming cyborg. And you can find me on X.com. I'm also on Threads. I'm also a game streamer. I'm in my Cyborg City Discord with my knucklehead friends. And we just sit there and chat and talk about games and stuff. And yeah. Thank you so much, Santiago. Happy holiday to everyone and their families out there. You guys.
Yeah, go on. Yeah.
Nope. Go ahead. You go.
I was going to ask you.
Yes.
Before we go, what were your thoughts over Draymond being suspended definitely by the NBA?
He deserves it. There's no – you got to have class. You got to have show some class, man. It's embarrassing. And I'm a Warrior fan, folks. But you got to show some class and sportsmanship. And when you hitting people in, come on, man, you got to show some class. There's no need.
Joe Olds, like 2 months ago?
There's no, he needs some anger management. He needs a hug. He needs a love. This is a sport. This ain't go WWE wrestling. You want to do that, but not in the National Basketball Association. Don't do that, man.
You know, it's funny because last night we talked about this with, you know, past hotheads like Dennis Rodman or Men of World Peace. They had stars like Michael Jordan to console Rodman and also Kobe to Men of World Peace. Why isn't Stephen, you know, Stephen Curry could play that role, right? Don't you think?
He was raised. You look at his mother and his father. He was raised right. He's also from North Carolina. Shout out to North Carolina. He was raised right. You know, my dad was military. My mom was a school teacher. You know, they didn't. They raised me right. But when it comes to team gaming, sportsmanship, integrity is everything. You lose, you go across, you shake that man's hand. And you go and you play another game. They'll try and take somebody out and choke them. There's no need for that.
Yeah, and this has happened in one of the biggest for the NBA finals where the Warriors were up 3-1. Draymond gets suspended for a game, and they lost the championship.
Yeah, yeah, we could have won that. You got to keep your emotions in check. Again, you know, that's a players. Now, I will say this. Some players, they will taunt you. There's when you got the playoffs and you got championships on the line, you know the greats. If you look at the greats at the top, they didn't beat and pound and choke and kick somebody in their midsection, you know. Like, chill with that. I'm embarrassed as a Warrior. I'm embarrassed. I love Draymond, yeah. But it's embarrassing, man. Control your emotions.
Yeah, hope things turns around in the Bay Area. Of course, things are like the window's closing for the Warriors to win another championship. So we'll see what happens. How Steve Kerr responds. I think they lost against the Clippers, which is not a good response from that, but it's okay. You can reach us at the Sportscast One on X and Instagram, or go to our website, thesportscast.net. I'm done with my Christmas shopping. So I finished today, actually. My Amazon package came in. I am complete, and I just need to wait 10 days. So
I got a couple of gifts for the kids and something special for the wifey.
Always something special.
I'm like Christmas Eve night. I'm the idiot that you see running through the malls, trying to grab something.
Trying to find that Turbo Man.
Yes.
The best. Well, not no. It's not the best Christmas movie, but it's definitely in the top 10.
Yes.
Home Alone is my number one. I mean, I don't know what's yours. Wonderful Life or.
Yes, Wonderful Life.
Well, there you have it, Rick. Thanks for coming on to the Sportscast. Merry Christmas. Thank you. I don't see you.
Merry Christmas to you too, Santiago.
And this was your...
And-